This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
First date was great. Then, radio silence. What's going on here? It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
We're talking to Janelle this morning. Good morning, Janelle.
Hi, good morning.
Hi. So thanks for coming on the Wake Up Call for the second date update. You were on a first date with a guy named Max, and let's talk about it. Tell us about the date.
We went out to dinner. We had a really nice time, and I'm surprised that I haven't heard from him.
And there's nothing about the date that you're like, maybe that I shouldn't have said that, or maybe I did this.
He asked me my plans for the future, like, you know, how I saw my life going. And okay. I don't know. I thought that was something you'd ask. You'd
it's
only
a pretty
ask
intense
if you
question
had,
for
maybe,
a first date.
Right?
Especially to phrase it as, what are your plans for the future?
I don't think that that's...
It's like a job interview question.
I guess it's kind of job interviewing.
How old are you, Janelle?
I'm 27.
Yeah, that's not a 27-year-old question.
Well, I guess not.
All right. Well, we have Max on hold. We're going to get to the bottom of it. Janelle, I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to talk to him. You'll be able to hear us talk to him, but we won't be able to hear you. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Stay on hold. Let's pick up Max. Max, good morning. It's Gavin and Katie from the Wake Up Call. You're on the second date update. We just got done talking to Janelle, and she told us all about your date and how great it was. And she doesn't understand at all why you don't want a second date, or at least are signaling that you don't with no communication. Is this true?
Yeah. She was very upfront about she wants to be a stay-at-home mom, and she wants to raise kids, and she doesn't want to work, and she wants to make sure that the man makes enough money and all these things. And I just didn't feel like it was the right fit.
Okay. Yeah, I would say that that's going to be tough to hear on a first date, because it seems pretty open and shut. If that's not how you see your life going.
Well, I mean, how certain was she about this?
I mean, she was very certain. And, you know, I'm totally cool. She can have that life. I just didn't see that was a good option for me. You know, I grew up with both my parents worked, and, you know, that's kind of how I imagined my future wife also.
She's okay. So let me pick her up. Janelle, are you there?
Yeah. Hi.
So you heard the reason why, and there it is. It turns out it was because of that question about where do you see yourself in the future? And he doesn't like where you see yourself in the future.
I mean, okay. I guess, you know, there are certain men are more provider driven than others.
Oh God.
Gavin, I almost spit water
Gavin
out.
Almost spit water out.
Are you a trad wife?
Well, she's not a wife yet, but do you want to be a trad
wife? Do you want to be a trad wife?
Yeah, I think, not that women can't work, but I've always envisioned myself being a stay-at-home mom. I've always had the dream of homeschooling my own child. I think that that's a full-time job in and of itself, and I feel very adamant that I find a man who believes in the same thing and supports that lifestyle.
I do wish you would stop using the term supports that lifestyle. I totally get what you're saying. I get what you're saying, especially if you feel that that's like a really important thing for bringing kids up, that you don't work and all those things. That's got to be a tough thing for a guy to hear, especially if it's not what he envisioned.
I would hate it.
To hear somebody say, I will not work.
Yeah.
It does seem like a lot of pressure.
I mean, Max, I would flat out hate it, and I'd probably do the same thing that you did.
Yeah, she was lovely. It's just, you know, one of those things that you find out on the first date and you go, this is not what I envisioned. And, you know, best of luck.
Why couldn't you just tell her that, though? Like, why ghost her?
You're right. And I'm, you know, and in the future, I'm going to be better about that.
Well, okay. Well, okay. There you go.
What a nice guy.
Janelle, let's say you have two kids, nothing that's unmanageable, and your husband loses his job.
Mm.
And he is really legitimately having trouble finding a new job. Would you go to work to support the family?
Like, I solely am the breadwinner supporting the family?
Until he lands on his feet in his career again, yeah.
I would hope that he would be in a position that if he did lose his job for a period of time, it wouldn't, you know, that he would have some sort of nest egg to fall back on while he got, you know, figured out an alternative.
Well, I mean, you know, it builds a nest egg a little bit bigger, two incomes.
All right, listen.
But whatever. Oh, okay. It's a lifestyle that I can never, ever wrap my brain around, and apparently Max can't either. So, not a match, no second date, I'm guessing, right?
Not over here.
Not over there. Okay. Have a great day, and thank you for coming on the Wake Up Call.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.